I really welcome this report. This is a second report now by the central bank. It's part of their investigation into dual pricing. Your listeners will remember that that happened as a result of a major complaint I made to the central bank, over 100 pages, where we convinced them to carry out this investigation. Dual pricing is a terrible practice that is involved in the Irish insurance market. It basically pushes up prices for people who are renewing, and it allows them to use information to see how far they can push up prices before we decide to move to another company. It's been banned in 20 states across America. It's going to be banned next year in Britain. And I have produced legislation. I'm going to be publishing it in the next number of days that will ban this practice here. So everything that is in this report by the central bank confirms what I've been saying now for quite a while. And I welcome that they've come out publicly with this. And hopefully other political parties will join with me in ensuring that this practice is ended so that we can push down insurance premiums for both motorists and homeowners.
And what is disturbing also is that it's been revealed that this practice disproportionately impacts older and more vulnerable customers.
Yeah, absolutely. What it shows is that the longer you stay with a company, every year that you remain with a company, you're actually paying more than you should be. And if you stay with them, for example, 9 years or more, you're paying on average 35% more in your premium. So if you can just imagine that somebody who's been, you know, charged for a motor insurance premium of €600, they could be paying as much as over €800 because they've just stayed with the same company. This is costing 2.5 million people in this state up to €187 million every single year, and that's why this type of price gouging needs to end.